man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country,
and a country boy can survive.
Country
folks can
survive.
Yes, we can. This is your host, James Kelso, here up in North Dakota, and wherever you are, welcome. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. We'll be together for a brief 1 hour from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And let's see, what else can I say? Well, I could tell you that it is August 5th, 2022, the 11th birthday. My 10-year-old turned 11 today. He's having a great birthday. And, well, we've got some good stuff for you here. I told you last night we'd have Donald Trump live on this show, our special guest. All right, come on. Let's be real, Kelso. Well, Donald Trump is going to be live on the show here, but here's the deal. He's right now en route to Waukesha, Wisconsin, where he's got a big, giant rally. Let me see what they're saying right now. They're saying something.
We've been talking about the importance of an America First agenda.
You know what's interesting? Because
okay, so the it's exciting what's happening right now. In Waukesha, there are, you know, tens of thousands of people there to hear Donald Trump speak at any moment. We don't know when he's going to stride out onto the stage, but it will happen in the next few minutes. He was scheduled to start speaking an hour ago, and there was some weather delay in New Jersey. Maybe he was at his Bedminster golf club where he had that wonderful golf tournament last weekend, and where he met, I think that's where he met with Viktor Orban, who we heard last night. Wow, Viktor Orban last night at the CPAC Dallas conference. But, you know, our movement is getting so coordinated and organized. At the Waukesha rally, which I'm watching on Right Side Broadcasting, so we've got our own network of video now devoted strictly to the president, and it's taken off. It made it. It survived. Well, they're bringing, not only are they bringing the Trump rally in Waukesha, the president has jumbotrons set up so that the tens of thousands of people can see whatever he puts up on those jumbotrons. This is new. We didn't do this, you know, a couple of years ago. So he's putting up the CPAC event in Dallas live at his event in Waukesha. And so the people in Dallas are watching the president. The people in Waukesha are watching people like Viktor Orban in Dallas. So it's a media explosion that we've created with our own media. Let's just it's a matter of I would think the president may have already landed and is on his way, or maybe he's right in the wings there, waiting to go on in Waukesha. It's the sun has set in Waukesha. Actually, I'm just west of there, so it's a little less sun in Waukesha than there is here in North Dakota. Let's see what they're saying right now. This is the Republic, not the Republic, we're the Republic Broadcasting. This is Right Side talking.
So one day, you're going to look at the American flag and it will be seen as a symbol of hatred. And that's exactly what it is today. They have positioned the mindset of many Americans to not be proud of being in the greatest nation.
So they're just, these are the live commentators for Right Side on the scene there. And they're doing just as we are. They're spinning their wheels waiting for the president to arrive. Let's go. We can go to the some of our sources of information here. I'm going to go to Truth Social, and this is where the president is posting from wherever he is, whether he's in a plane or wherever he is, he's posting. And let's see what he is saying right now. Now, just a bit ago, he says, heading to Wisconsin, big crowd, will be a slight delay due to weather, but we will never let bad weather or climate change stop us. Of course, climate change, there's no one in this audience doesn't know it's a giant scam, like the COVID scam. The Mike Lindell apparently had some travel troubles, and of course the American airline system appears to be breaking apart. What's going on here? Pilots not available. They were all required to get double vaxxed. And all of a sudden we're missing thousands of pilots. Purely a coincidence, I'm sure. And so thousands of flights are canceled regularly in a way that never occurred before. So what is really going on there? But Mike Lindell had a travel difficulty, so he was scheduled to speak. But he spoke, look, with this alternative media that we had, he spoke live on the screen on a Jumbotron at the Waukesha rally. And he said I'll tell you, this man, Mike Lindell, apparently he has, with his MyPillow, earned a lot of money. And he's thrown it all into our fight. He is making such a difference. It is Mike Lindell, more than any other one person, who is exposing the fact that the machines are taking over elections. And once you get the machines controlling elections, your vote no longer counts. And he made the point in his talk that he just gave a bit ago. He said, this machine, the communists are using these machines. They have conquered 54 countries by instituting complete machine voting. Lindell makes the point that in all 50 states, Lindell is financing a fight against the machines, seeking in court injunctions against the machines, launching investigations of the machines, exposing the cheating, the rigging that is going on with the machines in every state. And Mike Lindell is doing the right thing more than any other champion we have. Donald Trump would be at the head of the class here, but Mike Lindell is teaching even Donald Trump that we must have same day paper ballot voting counted the same day by precinct volunteers. And the voters, when they vote on those paper ballots, must provide certain ID, authenticatable ID, and those ballots, once completed, must reside in an uninterrupted chain of custody, and they must be kept for a long time, sufficient time to satisfy everyone that the election has been counted correctly and has been examined, has been audited for fraud adequately. So the Mike Lindell, if you don't have your MyPillow, first you want to support Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Buy the Republic Broadcasting vendors, buy the copy, subscribe to Don Wassel's newspaper. But you also, all patriots everywhere, rest your head every night on a MyPillow, please. He's practically giving them away. He's got 2,000 American workers in Minnesota, right across the river from me. 2,000 workers, and they are, you know, that's an American-made pillow that you're putting your head on, not one made in communist China by slave labor from who knows what. Remember the movie Soylent Green? You don't want to rest your head on a pillow with fluffed up Soylent Green in it, do you? So help Mike Lindell and the entire corporate cartel has gone to war against Mike Lindell. The big box stores, all of them. The big online sellers, all of them. They've tried to shut Mike Lindell down. And this is one determined man. So help him by sleeping well on his pillow. And I can tell you right now, all my two children, my wife and I, we sleep every night on my pillows. And it's the best pillow I've never experienced a pillow like my pillows. They're just wonderful. All right, let's turn the volume up. It's starting to get darker now. The sky. Let's see what they're saying. How close is Donald Trump? One clue is the music. Donald Trump always tips off his presence with the music rotation that he's running.
And you are in need of employment, go work at your county election office and make sure that the elections are secure. I think we're seeing people do that in record numbers in ways that we haven't seen before. It's so important. Thank you to all the patriots out there volunteering at their local elections. And that is going to be what changes this nation.
While we're on thanking people, I'm going to thank our moderators right now over at Right Side. We've got a team of people, Christina, behind this camera.
Okay.
We've got three cameras.
All right, so here we go. Come on, President Trump, don't let us down. get that motorcade over to the, I don't know, what's it? I've never been to Waukesha, Wisconsin. And so we're awaiting that. All right, let's go take a look over at CPAC. Now that's going on right now. Now here's more good news. Oh, by the way, the August 2nd primary, wonderful. Wonderful. Donald Trump endorsed candidates winning across the board, sweeping the election. It's wonderful. And the people like the Rusty Bowers, who was the, I don't know what his position was, Speaker of the House in Arizona or something, the leader of the Republican. He was the Mitch McConnell of Arizona. What a traitor. What a traitor. You know, these rhinos who, this has been a rigged thing for all of our lives. These people, it's counterintuitive. So, you know, we didn't see the sleight of hand that was going on right in front of our eyes. But these Republicans like Mitch McConnell and Rusty Bowers and so on, the Uniparty, they conspire, they cooperate with their buddies, the communists of the Democrat Party, so that it's sort of one for me, one for you, one for me, one for you. So we'll give a Senate seat to Mitch McConnell. We'll give us a congressional seat to Paul Ryan. But Paul Ryan will then be very agreeable to a congressional seat going to Nancy Pelosi. And Mitch McConnell will be very friendly, be very helpful to Chuck Schumer to make sure. So the Rhino Republicans scratch the communist Democrats' back, and they scratch the Rhino backs back. And they don't actually, neither group cares about the American people or the Constitution or our liberty. They're a cartel. They're the American cartel version of the Mexican cartels, and they have been controlling us for the longest time. Donald Trump has broken up that happy party. All right, let's see if we can get. I'm going to click the watch live now button at CPAC. See if something comes on. All right, nothing comes on right now at CPAC. And the CPAC, let me tell you, the CPAC lineup, oh my gosh, just to thrill you a little bit more and let you know what an amazing, amazing movement we're building. Here are the speakers at CPAC in Texas. Now, CPAC was always, forever, has just been in Washington just once a year. Now it's everywhere around the world. Listen to the lineup of speakers at CPAC in Texas, in Dallas, okay? I'm just going to go over the ones that appeal to me the most. Jim Jordan. I'd drive 100 miles just to hear Jim Jordan. I'm going over the best ones. Ted Cruz. Steve Bannon. Oh, yes. I'd drive 200 miles to hear Steve Bannon. Let's see. I'm skipping all kinds of people that we all love. Eduardo Bolsonaro. Oh, okay. You say Bolsonaro. Is that the president of Brazil? Eduardo Bolsonaro is the son of Jair Bolsonaro, who is the president. And boy, are the liberals having a fit that the son of the president of Brazil is at CPAC. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. Oh, I drive a long way to hear her. All right, how about this? These are all at this one event in Dallas. How about, I'm skipping a lot of good ones. Here's Ben Carson. Love to shake his hand, get an autograph on one of his books. Let's see, Gordon Chang, one of the best analysts of what's going on in communist China. You've seen him on TV. How about, let's see, go, Tudor Dixon, this incredible woman who just won the Republican primary in Michigan. She is going to defeat Gretchen Whitmer in November. Tudor Dixon, what a great stage name that is. How about, and I'm going down, Nigel Farage. I'd drive 100 miles to see Nigel Farage. If I got to shake his hand, maybe 150 miles. Let's see, how about... going down here, I'm skipping all kinds of good ones here. I'm just going for the highlights. Matt Gaetz. This is all at one event in Dallas. And probably a student ticket's probably like $29, something like that. You know, and a full, you know, economy class seat is probably $59. Wow, what a bargain. I'm just guessing from previous CPACs. Matt Gaetz, okay. How about going down here? I'm only in the G's. Rick Grinnell, there's a great one. I'm going to skip Sean Hannity. He's not as great as these I'm reading, but he's there. So you can meet Sean Hannity if you've been wanting to do that. Kimberly Guilfoyle, that's the love interest of Donald Trump Jr. I don't know, that'd be something to meet her. How about going down here? We're just in the H's. Tom Homan, Border Patrol man. You've seen him on TV so often. Ronnie Jackson, congressman from Texas. Ronnie Jackson, admiral, no less. Ronnie Jackson. He's the one that did the mental acuity test on Donald Trump. He said Donald Trump aced it. Got everything right. Okay, I'm going down here. Wait, first, let me just go back and see if the president has arrived yet, where we were just a moment ago. Not yet. Okay, so I'll keep going down this list. Now, and I'm offering this to you. I know you're not there in Dallas. So I'm telling you, this is how I mentioned last night, the pace is quickening. This is an event. We've never had an event. I've been to CPACs before. They've never had this many stars. And we didn't have these stars. We didn't have these MAGA speakers. This is something new that you people created. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
How does $49,000 relate to $7 trillion? I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. $7.1 trillion is what our federal government has authorized to spend on COVID one way or another so far. That number goes up every time Biden announces the next free test or free pill or free mask or free jab. But let's stick with $7.1 trillion for now. There were 144.3 million taxpayers last year. Let's do some math. Total COVID spending divided by the total number of taxpayers equals how much COVID has cost you. And that is $49,203. Remember, every billion the government spends costs you $7, and every trillion costs you $7,000. How long before the government demands your portion of the national debt? $243,000. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew
narrow at the hip.
No lip to Big John.
No lip to big bad Donald John Trump, that is. All right, he'll arrive momentarily in Waukesha, Wisconsin. But let's go over at CPAC down in Dallas. What's going on down there? And I'll tell you, it is going to heat up. This campaign is going to be so much more exciting than 2016 or 2020 because we are, people like Mike Lindell, spending maybe hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't know. Mike Lindell is putting everything he has. It may be in the order of $100 million into our cause. Let's talk about, we have here at CPAC this week, we have Carrie Lake, who just won in Arizona. Wow, Carrie Lake, she's going to be a hit. Mike Lindell will be in Dallas. Let's see who else we've got. Oh, I would drive 200 miles to meet this man, Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the messenger RNA technology, which has been so egregiously abused and misused by the Anthony Fauci's of the world. The Dr. Redfields of the world, the Dr. Debbie Birxes of the world, Dr. Robert Malone, he is on the warpath. He's going to get them for what they did to science. What they did to America, what they did to the world. These are mass murderers. Robert Malone is willing to call them that. How about this? other than Dr. Robert Malone, I'd be a toss-up as to who I'd like to see. I'd like to see Dr. Peter McCullough. He's there too. Get to see them both. Okay, who else we got? Let's see here. I'm just going down this list for the first time. These are all really good people. And I'm just going, Devin Nunes, the man that Donald Trump put in charge of truthsocial.com. Incredible. Devin Nunes, he was the most dogged congressman insisting on getting at the truth of all the things covered up, of all the scams and the frauds. It was Devin Nunes. That's why Donald Trump picked him. Oh, of course, Prime Minister Viktor Orban. We heard him last night. Congressman Burgess Owens of Utah. And let's see, Sarah Palin. Let's get Dan Patrick of Texas, Lieutenant Governor. He's Lieutenant Governor. He is a winner. Father Frank Pavone. Let's go down some more here. Jack Posobiec. And let's see, Jason Rantz. We're getting down near the end here. I'm going down quickly, skipping all kinds of people. The chairman and his wife, Matt Schlapp and Mercedes Schlapp, it will be wonderful to meet them. I think I already have, actually, at previous CPACs. Let's see. Okay. Going down. Down, down. Oh my goodness. I'd drive 300 miles to meet Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. Taylor is her maiden name, I believe. Greene is her married name. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Three names. Oh, well, here's one you might want to meet. President Donald Trump. He'll be speaking there tomorrow. Let me go back to Waukesha. Hang on. I'm just going to go back for a second just to see if he's there yet. Oh, he may be coming. Let's see. Turn the volume up. Okay, wait a minute. I've got it muted. I think it's looking as if he's about to arrive.
To the venue, very rainy.
Yeah, you and I have covered several rallies together, either for Right Side or when I was at One America News, and we would coordinate together. And we attended many rallies where the weather wasn't as great as I would like it to be. I need him to hold a rally in San Diego or somewhere.
Okay. All right, it's looking like he's about to emerge. All right, let's go back to this incredible speakers list. I said, okay, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, I would crawl through broken glass to hear her. But wait a minute, Donald Trump. Holy mackerel. And that's what else we got? J.D. Vance, the author of Hillbilly Elegy. Hey, like to get his autograph, like get him to autograph a copy of Hillbilly Elegy. Matt Whitaker, he was a serving attorney general for Donald Trump. And what else have we got? That's it. We're down at the bottom of the list. But I mean, that is an all-star list. And distinguished not only for who's on it, but who's not on it. Like, we wouldn't have to bite our lips while listening to Mike Pence. Oh, God. Oh, that guy. You know, what a wooden dude. When you look at Mike Pence, he looks like he's made out of a piece of wood. We'll be right back, hopefully with the president.
We're praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I've been thinking about our fortune, and I've decided that we're really not to blame for the love that's deep inside us now. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now. Realize.
We're back, folks. And I'll tell you. If you've been to a Trump rally, you can see it right now. Everybody's raising their cell phone. Everybody is filming themselves. They know Trump's near. Also, everybody in the top row of the bleachers behind where the president will be speaking, they're all looking at something. Now, we all know what that something is. It's the president arriving. So here it goes. It's always the same, only it's better and better each time.
County, check your ballot.
Yeah, yeah. And then also the other sure sign that the president is within hundreds of yards of being at the podium is the presence of incredibly robust-looking security men and women. You can see some security women in here. But wait, what's the crowd doing?
We're very glad about that. So we're going to make sure that we talk to him coming up here shortly. And
I think they're singing YMCA right now, which is on the president's playlist. I don't know why he picked YMCA. I mean, that's a pretty weird band. What are they called? The Village People. But it's funny. Everybody loves it. Everybody has a blast with it. And the crowd can do that if you know how to do the YMCA chant with your arms, forming the Y, the M, the C, and the A. So it's a great crowd motivator song, and that's what the president's trying to do. Okay, now here's Lee Greenwood. He's coming next. He always comes out to the song. Here he comes. There he is. Oh, my gosh. He's got his red tie on. He's tossing his red caps out to the crowd. He looks like a million. No, he looks like a billion bucks. Oh, my goodness. Here he is. Everybody's filming. There we go. He tossed the last red cap. There it goes, the last cap. Lucky people that catch those. Well, we used to be free. He's nearing the podium now. So here we go. He never fails us. I'm going to text the Trump organization here to thank him for coordinating the president's appearance with this radio show. You think it's not a very important radio show, but look at this. They coordinate hundreds of security staff, huge airplane, limousine cavalcade. The president notices us all, even us, even a little show like this. Here he is. Thank you, Mr. President. You're right on time.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you very much, everyone.
He loves
and
it.
And I want to say a very big hello to a place called Wisconsin. Has anyone ever heard of it? I think so. It's great to be back in this magnificent state with thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots. That's you. 3 months from now, the people of Wisconsin are going to fire your radical Democrat governor, Tony Evers. Tony Evers. He's a real beauty.
It's a good wind. It's blowing
his
hair.
I'm going to send Tim Michaels an incredible success story. Tim Michaels to the governor's mansion. And you're going to reelect the amazing Ron Johnson. So respected.
Ron Johnson, one of the giants.
And you got others, you know that. We're going to elect an incredible slate of America First Republicans up and down the ballot. And we are going to end crazy Nancy Pelosi. What the hell? What was she doing in Taiwan? Oh, she was China's dream. She gave them an excuse. They've been looking for that excuse she gave her. Everything she touches turns to you know what. Two failed impeachments. Remember that, too. This has been an exceptional week for the America First movement. Exceptional. You probably sure. saw that the Trump endorsed candidates Blake Masters easily won nomination for the U.S. Senate in Arizona. Terry Lake won the nomination for Arizona governor.
Yep.
Tudor Dixon won the nomination
Michigan.
For Michigan governor. John Gibbs, great guy, defeated Rhino Congressman Peter Meyer. Peter Meyer spells it a little different than other people. He is a little different right now. He's not so different, though, because he lost. This week, we're 45 wins and no losses. Is that good?
Wow. I didn't know that. 45-0?
And in Texas, a few weeks ago, 33-0. And plenty of those candidates were not expected to win. Now we're going up and down, looking at these victories with a massive win on Tuesday right here in a place called Wisconsin. There's somebody right over there. Tim, you better win. You're going to win. Tim Michaels, he's going to win. He's going to win. I'm also pleased to announce that just today we chose Milwaukee for the 2024 Republican National Convention.
Wow, that's news. Chosen today, Milwaukee. I could get there. That's not that far.
Just look at a big screen. How do I look from behind? Not bad. Not terrible.
We love you. Their first chant. We love you. This has never happened in history. Anywhere. Ever.
Janelle, thank you. You could take the five worst presidents in American history and put them together, and they would not have done the damage Joe Biden has done to our country in less than 2 short years.
It's an understatement.
The contrast between the Trump administration's amazing success, and we had amazing success, and Joe Biden's breathtaking failure could not be more stark. Let's take a look at some of the facts. Less than 2 years ago, when I was in office, gasoline for cars, $1.87 a gallon. And now it's $5, $6, $7, and even $8 a gallon. Just hit $8.25 in a place called California. $8.25. You're going to be following along. We gave you the largest tax cuts and regulation cuts in American history, even larger than the Reagan tax cuts that once held the record. We broke it by a lot. The radical Democrats now intend to impose the biggest tax hike in American history, the exact opposite of what I did. And they are working feverishly to pile on more regulations at levels never seen before. You're going to have regulations like nobody's ever seen before. Mitch McConnell got taken for a ride by Joe Manchin and the group, and the great people of West Virginia, where I won by like 45 points or something, have been seriously hurt by these political antics. Joe Manchin has totally sold out West Virginia. What he's done to that state is disgraceful. And I told the old broken crow, Mitch McConnell, that this was going to happen. I said, it's going to happen to you, Mitch. It's going to happen to you. Under the Trump administration, we had the greatest economy in the history of the world with no inflation, by the way. Biden created the worst inflation in 49 years.
This is big.
Minimum 9.1%, but it's much higher than that, and it's going higher. It's costing families nearly $6,000 a year. We created 7 million new jobs, the lowest unemployed. We had the best numbers of any administration ever in our history for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, women, men, young people without college diplomas, without high school diplomas, with PhDs from MIT, Harvard, the Wharton School of Finance. We had everybody covered, everybody covered. We had a record 164 million people working. That's far, far higher than it is today. You know that. We achieved the largest poverty reduction in over 50 years. We lifted 7 million people off food stamps. Never happened before. And we lifted 10 million people off of welfare. Never happened before. And then we got hit by China. With the China virus, and after the pandemic, we handed the radical Democrats the fastest growing economic recovery ever recorded in history, the fastest ever. And they lived off that for a year and a year and a half. Now they've turned that into 2 straight quarters of negative economic growth, also known as a thing called a recession. Let's hope that recession doesn't morph into depression. You know, depression is slightly worse, like by a factor of about 100. And labor force participation is the worst in many, many decades. I rebuilt our military, including our nuclear capability, and hope to God we never have to use it. And the creation of Space Force, first time that's happened since Air Force 79 years ago. They surrendered our strength and our great, great soldiers, what they did in Afghanistan, into the greatest humiliation our country has ever seen. I believe it was the most humiliating period of time. There's never been a humiliation like that for our country. Not the fact that we were leaving, but the way we were leaving. It was a surrender, and there was no reason to surrender. They hadn't killed an American soldier in 18 months. Abdul, don't do it, Abdul. And he didn't do it. 18 months we went, and then we took the military out first. How stupid was that? We created the safest border in U.S. history. We ended catch and release. We deported record numbers of illegal alien gang members. We got them out of our country, and we built hundreds of miles of border wall, brand new, beautiful border wall. In fact, we completely finished our original border wall plan despite 2.5 years of Democrat-inspired lawsuit. They sued us all the time. 2.5 years it took. We won all the lawsuits, and then we completed the wall, and we added much more wall than originally planned and almost got that finished also. Would have been 3 weeks. 3 weeks it could have, the job could have been done, but they decided we don't want a wall. We want open borders. Let everybody come in, no matter who they are. Does it matter?
Boo, boo.
Our border just 2 years ago was the best and safest in U.S. recorded history. And they have turned it into the worst in history by far, maybe for any country. And that includes third world countries. There's never been a country that's allowed people to pour into their country. And it could be the worst managed, the worst countries, third world countries. Nobody's ever had a border like we have. There's never been anything like this. It's a catastrophe. And instead of being proudly energy independent, which we were less than 2 years ago, even energy dominant, the United States is now a beggar for energy. We're begging. Biden and the radical left have turned calm into chaos.
Now notice how fast
confidence into incompetence,
he's moving
stability
through material.
Into anarchy, prosperity into poverty and security into catastrophe. I wonder if Biden could have said that, what I just said, you think?
No, he couldn't.
There would have been an explosion. And they would have said, oh, he did so well tonight. He did so well. The election was rigged and stolen, and now our country is being systematically destroyed. Last month, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, I give such credit to them, ruled that the widespread use of ballot drop boxes across the state is totally illegal.
Nice, nice, Wisconsin.
So you know what that means? That means they were obviously illegal in the 2020 election. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of votes, and we were right there. We won this thing by a lot. We won the state by a lot. Just as I've said all along, the use of these unmanned, unsecured drop boxes was never authorized by the state legislature. By law, it has to be. They never got approval. But partisan radical Democrat officials simply took all those hundreds of thousands of votes. They took them anyway. They just had something happen in Arizona, as you saw. They ran out of ballots, but not for Democrats, for Republicans. They ran out of ballots almost immediately as the election was starting. They said, I'm sorry, we no longer have ballots for Republicans. We only have them. Now think of this. How did they get away with this one? But Carrie Lake and Blake, they won it. Blake Masters, he's going to be great. They won it anyway. But how would you like to have that right at the beginning? I'm sorry, we have no longer. We just don't have. I'm sorry. We have no longer any Republican ballots. Democrats come right ahead. And then they say the elections are honest. We are also like a third world country when it comes to elections. As the Wisconsin Supreme Court said, it hundreds of thousands of
a little bit of lagging there.
Close. You know, for years, it was a very, very live, few folks. People voted from a nursing home. But this year, you had almost 100%. You know why? Because Biden inspired them so much. You know how they found out about it? The sons and daughters of parents were irate. My father was comatose. My father was very ill. My father didn't vote. Oh, yes, he did. No, my father didn't vote. It's a horrible thing that took place. But fortunately,
we'll be right back with the president after justice, this break.
Michael Gavin put it very strongly in his report. One of the most highly respected.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Okay, we're back, folks. We're back, and we're just going to be able to squeeze in a few more minutes, a few short minutes, of the greatest president in American history, Donald Trump. He's speaking right now in Waukesha, Wisconsin. This is live. I want to shut up so you can hear every precious minute of Donald Trump speaking in front of tens of thousands of your fellow patriots in Waukesha right now, live.
Oh,
going to make America great again, our first task is to make America safe again. No crime. Right here in Milwaukee last year, murders reached an all-time high, and in 2022, homicides are up, listen to this, 38% from 1 year ago. Worst it's ever been. The worst it's ever been. And you can say that about many, almost all, almost every single Democrat-run city in our country. Under a Republican Congress, we should pass emergency funding to hire thousands more police officers, and we will do that. And to put violent criminals behind bars and keep them behind bars. Leave our police alone. Let them do their job. Give them back their respect. They know what to do. We have to allow them to do it.
That's how I'm speaking.
Right? Tim knows. And instead of targeting Republicans, conservatives, Christians, and patriotic parents, the Biden administration should try going in and dismantling the street gangs and vicious criminal cartels that are dominating these Democrat-run cities. And instead of taking guns away from law-abiding Americans, we should try taking them away from the violent felons and career criminals for a change, enforcing existing statutes, their existence, to get them in jail. Stop and frisk. Let's do it again. If you look at countries throughout the world, the only ones that don't have a drug problem, and they have none whatsoever, are those that institute the death penalty for drug dealers. Sounds tough, but I'm so tired of setting up blue ribbon committees composed of nice people, wonderful people, and they're not going to be successful in dealing with these savages. You know, when I was in China, I said to President Xi, I got along with him very well, but once COVID came, we did a great deal actually with them, trade deal, helped our farmers, our manufacturers. But I said to President Xi, maybe naively, do you have a drug problem in China? No. He looked at me like, what a stupid question. No, no, we don't. The drug problem they have is they send drugs to us. That's our problem. But they stopped doing
it. He's got it.
Very much so.
He's got it.
I said, President, you have a drug problem? No, 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 we don't. We don't. I said, wow, that's amazing. What do you attribute that to? Quick trial. I said, what's a quick trial? That means a quick trial. It means exactly.
Little hitch there. It'll correct itself. I'm assuming. Come on. Right side broadcasting. This is right side. Problem there is at right side. Come on, right side. Get your signal back. There, they're coming. Come on. Well, it looks like right side had a little momentary hiccup there in their live streaming. And they've been getting better and better and better as they're building. They're really, you know, our Patriot media are building beautifully. Let me just for the heck of it, just try hitting a reload on that just for the heck of it and see if it gets it. But we're at the end of our time anyway. So we might as well fade away here gracefully. There he is. The president's back, but we have to say goodbye. But we'll meet up again here in the Trump Clubhouse on Monday. The president will have spoken Saturday at CPAC, and every speech has something new, something important. We'll bring all of that to you Monday night at the Trump Phenomenon. So long for now.
to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.